Hey guys, it's Destiny
and Gianna, and welcome to the first episode of We're Not Sisters. So today we've decided to give you guys a little background, a little intro to who we are, how we became friends, and kind of where we want to take this podcast. So basically, we're going to start from day one. Okay, so we've been friends for 10 years. We met the summer of 2009, and I was a really shy, awkwardly shy child, and I was at basketball camp. Something happened with, like, a mutual friend, like, someone I went to school with that she grew up with, and so we both kind of, like, were looking, laughing, and we noticed each other, and then literally just wouldn't stop talking the rest of camp. And I really don't know what we talked about. What could have been so interesting at camp?
Yeah. It's funny because you said that your parents were, like, super surprised that you were just talking and talking with someone that you didn't know beforehand, and we got in trouble for talking at camp. My teachers used to tell my parents all the time at, like, parent-teacher meetings that I was a great student, you know, I was doing good with my grades, but I wouldn't stop talking. Like, and it wasn't even necessarily to other students. Sometimes a teacher would say something or ask something, I would respond, and then just keep talking, and I wouldn't stop. So I sucked you into my vortex.
Like, as a child, I got in trouble. I think it was kindergarten when I was still at a private school.
Fancy.
Christmas recital. No, like, so I rehearsed and I knew the whole song at home, got to the recital, didn't say a word the entire time. I just
oh
stood there.
No,
I was like,
oh my gosh.
So I swayed with all the other kids, but I didn't see.
Oh, that's so,
like, that's me. Not as much now I'll talk to anyone.
Yeah,
but as a child, I was.
Which is funny because now I'm opposite, and I feel like I'm very self-conscious and shy and am hesitant whenever I'm meeting a new person. So that's weird how we both kind of switched on that one.
That is,
I didn't
weird.
Notice that until you were like, oh, not until now. Yeah.
Right now.
But, and it was just that one day that we talked, right? Like, it was the last day of camp.
I think it was the last day of camp. And then, so, for those who happen to be on here that were born with phones in their hands, basically, we didn't have social media and stuff to, like, keep up with people. Like, no, because Facebook became a thing, what, like, eighth grade?
I think so, but I was one of the last who didn't want to, like, go on MySpace.
Oh, you didn't see, I never had a MySpace.
Oh, I was only allowed a MySpace as long as I had my sister on there, so, who was 6 years older, so she could see what I was doing and that I wasn't getting into trouble.
No, like, I just didn't have a MySpace. But, so, literally, we left camp, and I really thought I was never going to see her. I didn't, like, was like, oh, never going to see her again, but I just didn't think about it. I left, and I was like, man, that was cool, I made a friend, and now we'll never hang out. But then,
little did we know.
And then school starts, seventh grade. I get on the bus and I'm just sitting there, like I said, awkward kid. So I'm sitting. We didn't have assigned seats yet. He gave us them like a few days.
Oh, really?
And remember, we had assigned seats?
No, I always remember sitting with you at the back of the bus.
Yeah, he assigned us together.
Oh, because it was, he assigned us, like, pretty much where we were already sat, who we were with. I do remember that.
Unless you got in trouble or got on his nerves, then he would.
I do remember
you.
That.
He was a pain as a bus driver, but we didn't have to deal with him too much. So I'm sitting there in the back, all awkward by myself, and she gets on at the very next stop, and I was like, oh my god, that's her.
Our friendship story sounds like a love story.
It does.
I love it.
It really does.
But yeah, and then I think we just got to talking because I had transferred schools. I was at one junior high in the town that we grew up in, And that year we moved to the opposite side of town, into the apartment complex across the street from your street. And I guess it never came up that it was like, hey, I'm going to, you know, the same school as our mutual friend next year. Never came up.
Isn't it crazy how nosy people weren't before social media?
I think that's why I thought it was like,
I didn't think anything of us not having any form of communication afterwards, because there, you just didn't.
Imagine being an adult, like, at that point, because you'd find someone that you'd really click with and then just never see them again. We got lucky, honestly, because
we got lucky to, like, grow up and kind of start to become ourselves without social media, yes, without really, like, the phone culture. And then we got to grow with technology, yeah, and, like, figure out how to use it to our advantages before. Right now, the market is slowly becoming oversaturated in all fields, but we're still, like, we're there.
Yeah. No, I am super thankful for that. But that's another conversation for another time. But no, I feel like from that bus ride, I mean, every day we sat on the bus together. I don't know where I was going with that. Every day we sat on the bus together. Oh, with the exception of when I did volleyball, because then practices were super early in the morning for me.
Yes. Oh, and I didn't do cross country until 8th grade.
Yeah. Okay. But then, like, when we did basketball, we both did it. And so after school, I mean, neither of us rode the bus. But I don't – do you remember, like, what
– that is another thing that I never thought about. Neither one of us really ever rode – like, it was about 50-50 if we were both going to be on the bus after school.
But I have so many memories of us on the bus together.
After school, too. Yeah. Yes. But they're very, and those are, all those memories were probably the only times we were ever on the bus after school.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Together.
Yeah. So you already had your group of friends from already being at school there the year before. And then I actually had a group of friends because I played sports. I played sports with a few of those people. So what made us click with each other the way that we did? Because there was never a period that I remember where we kind of, like, skated around a friendship and then got super close.
I think it was, we just were friends. I don't think there was ever just, like, something that was like, okay, now we're friends. I really don't think that was a thing, because,
yeah,
like, and we've talked about this so many times, but at school, we didn't hang out.
I was thinking about that. We didn't have classes. We didn't sit with each other at lunch.
Like, you were in the different wing. Yeah. Of.
Yeah, because there was, like,
7th grade.
7A and, like, 7B, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was, you were, whatever hallway we were at, you were always at the end.
Yes.
And I was always at the front. And then, so, like, you did your thing, and I did my thing. We had lunch together, but we didn't sit together. We had very, it doesn't make sense, but the second the bus was there, we were back together. As long as we could hang out after school, we were together.
Which I think really solidified our friendship to, and we didn't know it at the time, but to progress further even when you moved, because we weren't just school friends. We were mainly friends outside of school. And so our friendship was able to last.
Yeah. And at an age where you didn't really have friends outside of school.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Because the only reason I was friends with Michaela, and, well, not the only reason, but a big reason why I saw them outside of school was because of sports. Or, like, Lexi, yeah, Tisa, and Adriana, I also didn't live too far from them.
Thing you did at that age outside of school, your parents had to take, yeah, you through time, but, like, ours was legit all coincidence. Like, it just,
we're soulmates,
we happen to look at each other at the same time. It does sound like a love story. Like, we made eye contact, and that's when they knew they were destined to be best,
oh my,
friends.
Gosh, oh, that's the intro to the movie that's going to be made about us when we're older.
Or it was an organized thing where y'all both just had to be there and you became friends. And then, but okay, so another crazy thing about our friendship is that we were only together in school for just over a year.
And then I moved back. We can make a movie with the stories that we have. And it's just, I mean, it would be a comedy, clearly, to the other junior high.
A big old joke. And then, so the eighth grade year, we weren't at the same school. We hung out more so at that point because, you know, we were cool kids then because we were the oldest in middle school. So we would hang out at, like, the movies or, like, stuff like that, like, such lame middle school stuff.
Oh, I love it, though, because it's such small town things, too.
It is. And, like, I feel like a lot – well, I guess I can't say anything because I went from small town to a reasonable-sized town to a tiny town. Yeah. So I've never really been in a big city to say, oh, no, that's what all of them do. But, no. Yeah, so we'd go to the movies, or we'd, like, hang out or whatever. But it was a lot more planning involved to us hanging out in eighth grade than it was before. Yeah. And then freshman year, I moved out of Texas.
You abandoned me. And didn't we, like, we had plans. And I say plans. We had, like, little things we were going to do at high school. Boys we were going to talk to and all of that.
We had plans. We had plans. They were probably there's probably
no. I don't want to talk about the notebook.
So in seventh grade, we had a notebook that so instead of like passing notes, we would just write in this notebook and just hand it off. Like texting wasn't a thing.
And we
weren't
in the same class to pass notes. So
like I'd like run down the hallway to try to give it to her in between classes.
Yep.
And then go about our business. I don't know where that notebook ended up. I hope burned somewhere, because if someone ever read that.
I had it last. I was going through my room back at my grandparents a while ago. I think maybe sophomore year of high school.
It's been some years.
I was going through my room and I had it in the shoebox because I had all my notes and all my like junior high.
Oh, such high school
I know
things.
I had it in the shoebox. And I remember it was yellow, and I wrote in green marker our little abbreviation that we had. And I remember reading it and I was in tears. I could not breathe. My mom came to check me. I'm at the back of the house. My mom's in the living room. She came to check on me because she heard me like wheezing and didn't know if I was okay. It was just, and I could remember it like it was yesterday. It was just all the stupid little things, talking about Marcus, talking about like
all these things that we thought were literally so important and we're going to change our lives.
Yes. I even think that when you moved, we had a notebook that we like mailed maybe twice to each other.
Yeah, I think it was sent both ways one time, and then we're like, okay, no,
because by then you were texting more, and so we just text each other what was going on.
Yeah, and I was still coming to Cove. That was the thing. I was still coming back to Texas pretty frequently saying that I had moved.
Yeah.
Because my dad was still there. So then I would come because at my new school, we had fall break, which wasn't a thing in Texas. And so I'd come for that. So I'd see football games, hang out with everyone. I'd come back for my entire Christmas break. The first two summers, I came back for the whole summer break, I'm pretty sure.
I think so.
A good chunk of it, at least. I know the first one for sure. I was there the whole summer. And then I'm pretty sure I did the same for the second. But and then I think once I started driving, I was like, I want a car.
Oh, yeah. And then you would come back and you would drive your dad's truck.
And that was an interesting sight to see.
Oh, my gosh. Remember when we almost blew it up? I think about that.
I think about that time. I think about that often. But every time I'm like, I have any type of panic at a gas station, it's because that thought has come into my mind.
Me too. It's so bad. My friend, I was in his truck and he was getting gas and he went to go pump it and I turned his truck off. And he got back in. He was like, did you just turn it off? I was like, yeah, you're about to start pumping. He's like, that's only for older vehicles. Like, they build newer vehicles now to where that's not a thing. And I don't believe him. I don't trust him. So I panic.
Because all it is like, it's a spark. That's all that has to happen. Is like, while it's running, a spark happens. And then I'm not sure what an outside spark has to do with fuel going inside a tube. I'm not sure. I don't want to test it to find out. But all I know is we finished pumping, we got in, and we both were like, was the truck on the whole time?
Because I went inside. I remember with no shoes. I don't know why I remember that detail, but I went inside with no shoes, I think to pay.
I don't know, it's 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember we got burritos that said pot on it, and then we went to go get gas.
Potato. <Yes. laughs>
Oh, I don't.
We were just a mess.
Oh, yeah. But
that's where we started, basically.
Yeah.
And then throughout high school, we were never like the friends that texted every day or constantly. I mean, we'd keep up while Facebook was still very much a thing, was probably the most we ever kept in contact.
Yeah.
And partially because it was still like a fresh move. So it's still like, oh, I'm used to talking to you almost every day. So let's keep that up via Facebook.
Yeah.
But it was like, but as time progressed, we both had like our very own separate lives. Again, even when we were together, we had very separate lives.
Yeah.
And then we just, we just pick up like nothing's ever happened, as if I saw her yesterday.
Yeah. And even now in adulthood, and we're in two totally different points in our life, like same age, but I married the guy that I was with in high school. We have kids together. He's in the military, and I'm no longer in Texas. You're no longer in Alabama technically, because you go to school in Mississippi. So, which is funny, because we actually like kind of
slowly are moving closer together.
Yeah, it's funny.
And then next year, within the next like 2 years, we'll be like stupid far
apart.
Oh
my gosh. And that's gonna suck, because so for back a letter to
lack back a letter
for lack of better term, our friendship kind of hit a lull, in the sense of we didn't get to see each other very often. And I don't know, I mean I couldn't tell you why that was. I think we both just had so much going on, and
it was kind of a rough spot for both of us, like mentally and emotionally during those times. So then we had a lot going on, plus I think literally just didn't have the energy to do the extra, because it does take effort for us to see each other. So we just like didn't have the energy to do so. And literally, since everything's like made that big shift for us, is really when we started seeing each other.
I mean, you're completely right. And especially because this past year we have seen each other a lot, it's going to suck when we're going to be so far away. But I think we're both reaching like to where we're more adult. And so when we do get together in the future, after we've moved even further away, I think it's going to be a different kind of fun. I think it's going...
I'm excited for it, honestly.
I'm so excited.
Because it's going to be adult travel that takes... It's not going to be like, okay, I'm going to get in the road and drive like 5 hours.
Yeah. And a lot of the time... Oh, sorry.
No, I was going to just say that we are going to have to fully plan a trip to see each other. So mentally, you're coming at it like, okay, I have to handle my business because I have to be able to book this flight and all this stuff. And then plus, it's an experience, because it will be places that aren't common.
Yeah.
They're not like just, it's not Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. Like, it's not the South.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's gonna be so weird.
And that's all either one of us really truly know is the South.
That's gonna be so, that's what I've been so stressed out about. Like, in the South, I've got barbecue, I've got Mexican food, I've got nice people, I've got taco trucks, like, and it's just, it's diverse, and it's always a good time, but I've heard horror stories of people up north, like, people who moved down here that are from up north, they're like, there's nothing like the South. You go to the grocery store, you run into someone, and you just chit-chat, and what is this, yes, ma'am, no, sir, stuff. Like, I remember a friend of Jace's, and him and his wife, Bentley, called me ma'am, and she was like, what is that? She told me the next time I saw her that she went home talking to her husband, like, our kids are going to call me ma'am. They're going to say yes, ma'am. They're going to say no, sir. She was like, I just heard that, and I couldn't get it out of my head. And that's so crazy because we were just...
We were raised that that was just manners. But Southern hospitality is really a thing. And it's so weird. Because when you grow up in it, then you encounter... Like, there's still crappy people everywhere. So you encounter people that don't have manners and that are just rude for no reason. So you just think, like, oh, for the most part, everyone has manners. There's just crappy people everywhere. But no, that's just the South.
Yeah, like... People come over and, we have a friend that's stationed here who's from Alaska, and we've got friends from, Washington and from, oh my gosh, one of the New England states. I can't think of what it is. I'm really bad with knowing which state is which sometimes, but no, so we've got friends from all over, and we'll be having a party, and I make dinner beforehand, obviously, because, you know, we have to eat. And if someone says they're hungry, I'm like, oh, I'll make you something. Or like, oh, there's leftovers here, I'll make you a plate. Or even just having people over for dinner, I'll make their plate and go give it to them. And people look at me like I'm crazy. And they're like, you don't have to serve me. I'm like, no, I know I don't. But I'm hosting you in my house. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure you're good. Yeah. And they just felt so weird. And they're like, no, it's fine. You eat this. I'll make my own plate. I was like, no, I put way too much on here because, like, you're going to eat more than I am. I'm going to waste half of this. And they're just like, okay. Yeah.
And then it's also awkward. Cause like when we go into situations where that's not the common, like that's not the norm, then we kind of sit there like, am I supposed to, like, I don't want to get up and do something that's, cause we still think about what's disrespectful, what's the right thing to do in a situation. So we'll get up and be like, oh, should we make our plate?
Yeah.
Can I ask for a glass of water instead of, like, the wine we're having?
Yeah.
Like, and it's all the things of, like, how do I say this without being disrespectful? But it's basically only this, like, there's a limit that's, like, everyone's like, okay, this is just what's respectful, this is what's not. But then there's, like, another level when you're in the South. And... It's like, we're like, oh, I don't want to be, like, disrespectful or rude. And everyone else is like, can you stop being so, like, nice?
Yeah, I know.
Stop being a pushover.
I've had so many people, because I'm so scared of overstepping, because I'm not sure what's the norm in their household. And they're like, stop being so, like, scared to say something or to ask. I'm like, look. Y'all are from basically another world. I don't know what to do right now. And when we go over to other people's house, Jace will tell me sometimes if I don't do it fast enough. But if someone's in the kitchen, like if we're at a friend's house and they're in the kitchen, they're prepping dinner or doing whatever, I'll go offer to help. I'm like, is there anything that I can do? Do you need help with this? Like, put me to work. And I did that one time. I don't remember where they were from. Because it was a friend of a friend. I don't remember where they were from. But they looked at me, like, they paused and just stared. And they were like, what? I'm like, do you need help with anything? Like, I think they were making a side.
Because it's like, and I've learned it's almost an insult in some cases. Like, oh, do you need help? Like, why do I need help? Why do you think I need help with this? And it's like, no. I just, like. You need an extra.
Yeah. And it was, that's exactly what it was. They just kind of looked at me and I'm like, so you're not in here alone doing everything. I don't know.
Yeah. And it's like, you have to try to explain. Cause you know, it's like, okay, they don't want my help because they think I just offended them. But like, let me try my best to explain that this wasn't an insult.
Yeah.
I was just trying to be nice, but then you just dig yourself in a bear.
Yeah,
hole.
So in those instances where Jace tells me, like, go ask if they have help or if they need help, I don't jump on it immediately because they're not from the South. I don't want to overstep. I don't want to insult them. And so I'm, like, awkward on how I should. I've yet to figure out how to offer help to someone who's not.
Without saying, do you need
exactly
help?
A lot of time I'll go in there, I'll just make conversation. Ooh, so this is what I've kind of like borderline perfected. I'll go in there and make conversation with them, because a lot of the time they are in there by themselves, and I've been in that situation and it's not fun. So I'll go in, make conversation, see how they're doing, and I'll be standing like leaning against one of the counters, and if I get in their way, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, do you need me to do anything? And so far I haven't had any issues by doing it that way. So life tip.
That sounds good. Life tip, if you're from the South and you want to help people out without insulting them, just get in their way.
Essentially. So if the first couple times I didn't mean to, obviously, but then I realized that like I didn't have any issues by doing that. And so I started off, like, keeping them company.
So basically all of that word vomit was kind of a very accurate description of our friendship. We kind of like seamlessly bounce from topic to topic and don't realize it until we have to remember what the last thing we were talking about was. But,
and it's often that we don't revisit those subjects.
Right. Like we're always like, oh my gosh, I didn't finish telling you the story. AKA that story will never be finished ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
But I think it's going to be really interesting now because, and I know this sounds so weird because it's like, oh my gosh, we're best friends and we've been best friends for so long, but we don't talk often. And it's going to be interesting now because obviously we'll talk for at least for like an hour every week. But I also see us getting so in the rhythm of talking to each other, like about the podcast, because obviously we'll talk to each other outside of recording about the podcast and ideas or little things. And we're just going to get so used to talking to each other about all these little things as well as all of the big things that we're just going to end up talking all the time. And that's going to be honestly kind of weird.
That's what I was about to say, but I didn't want to be like, yeah, it's going to be weird talking to you because it's like sounds bad.
It sounds terrible. Will.
But it would, I'm glad we both had the same word in mind, but it would be so, it's new. It'll be new talking to you.
Yeah, that's why it'll be so weird because it's new. We've never done it. We went to the same school and didn't even eat lunch together, Gianna. Like, our friendship, I said it earlier, our friendship is an anomaly. It's a one of a kind. It's never going to happen again. I don't even know that I'll meet two other friends who have the same type of friendship we have.
It doesn't, a lot of things just don't make sense. There's so many parts where it should have ended. Or just, like, drifted. We just drifted apart.
Yes.
Or just became, like, yeah, like, I'm cool with her, but we're not that close. But no. We're the best of friends.
Yeah. Literally the closest person in my life. Which is weird because we don't talk all the time.
Physically and time-wise, the most distant person in my life.
Yes. Yes. I mean, obviously, aside from, you know, my husband for me and Dom for you.
Yeah.
But you are the closest person in my life. And I don't see that changing. We're 10 years strong. Like, if it was going to change, it would have happened a long time. I read this thing. Jace gets mad at me because I believe, like, everything I see on the internet. Not really. But I'll hear it once and be like, oh, yeah, that's true. And I came across this thing years ago. And it was like, if a friendship lasts longer than, I think it was like 5 years, then that friendship is, you're going to have that friendship for the rest of your life. And I remember reading it and I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Blah, blah, blah. With me and you, I genuinely, it would take something monumental.
Like all the things that it would take for us to legit just stop being friends with things like I could never picture either one of us doing. It would have to be something that intentional that one of us did.
Yes, with the intention to end the friendship.
Yeah, well, to just upset the other person in the friendship ending being just
a result from it.
Yeah, but it, because even if, like, say, oh, like, down the line, we, things change and the podcast isn't, like, something we're really focusing on anymore, or we do, or we're getting busy, so we do a lot of pre-recordings and we don't talk for periods at a time, we will still come back just like this. Like, I just hit the crap out of my thing, but we'll come back like nothing, literally like nothing happened.
That's what we do. What do you think is the longest gap we've gone not talking?
For some reason, 3 months is the first thing that came to mind.
Oh, for sure. Definitely 3 months. I don't, maybe more, but 3 months for sure. But, I mean, that's all about to change with this new project that we have going on. And I'm so excited. And I hope that
anyone
who listens is really excited and that you're entertained and just having a good time. Well, we're having a good time.
Whether this helps you or you're just nosy or want to feel like you're in a conversation.
You just want to laugh at my life.
I hope this serves someone well.
Yeah. I mean, I hope they can keep up.
Yeah.
Because we really got lost on a tangent.
We've never heard our conversations back, so this will be interesting.
This will. Well, thank you for listening to the very end of our very first episode, and we will talk to you guys next week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.